Hello, everybody, and welcome to our midweek focus here on KDDR, the tornado in Oaks. It is that time of the month that we catch up with Dr. Tara Mertz-Hack. She is with Sanford Health. And Dr. Mertz-Hack, you know, parents extremely excited about back to school, but sometimes it's getting into the swing of things, maybe even getting back on that sleep schedule may be a little bit of a headache, but you have some great tips for us today.
Absolutely. I think you're right. Parents and kids alike are all kind of anxious to get back into the routine of thing, even though that means that the end of summer is upon us. But a big part of that I think can help set everyone up for success is getting into a good sleep schedule and ensuring that kids are really the focus of getting back onto that sleep schedule.
So let's go into that a little bit. We know school starts extremely soon. I think that's even tomorrow here in Oaks, but let's talk a little bit about that. You know, where do we start? You know, where does a person start? Do you look at the clock and say, let's start going to bed a little bit earlier? Where does a person start with that?
Great question. I think what we have to do is step back even and say, well, what's the reason behind this? Why does sleep matter? And as much as we've advanced in the field of medicine, sleep is still a very interesting area where we don't know a lot of why humans need sleep and all the different aspects of it. But we do know how incredibly important it is. And that really comes down to specifically for kids, but really everyone, good sleep helps reduce sickness, much improves mental health and memory, as well as with behaviors. So as we talk about getting back into the school day and school weeks, ensuring good sleep is really important. And where to start is really having families look at their whole family sleep situation and recognizing the amounts of sleep that are needed for different age groups. And so when we talk about those preschool age kids, kind of in that 3 to 5 year old group, recommendations are for a total of 10 to 13 hours a day. You know, as you kind of move back up or up into the primary age group, so 6 to 12 year olds, 9 to 12 hours is really necessary. And for teenagers, that 8 to 10 hours is really important to ensure that the right amount of sleep is even there in order to help with all those things of reducing, you know, illness and improving, you know, mental health and behavior.
Absolutely. Again, we have Dr. Tara Mertz-Hack with Sanford Health joining us right now of getting back into that sleep cycle and getting started on that. And this may be sort of a pun, Dr. Mertz-Hack, but it's not an overnight thing. I think it also comes down to scheduling and really just working your way into better sleeping habits, right?
That is absolutely the case. And I think what it comes down to is that routine and consistency. And just as you said, it doesn't happen overnight. It is something that we have to make as kind of a conscious effort of things. And that routine and consistency is huge. As much as we sometimes like to stay up a lot later or sleep in a lot later, consistency is key. Humans are, you know, creatures of habit and we thrive on that. And so with that sleep routine, it's really looking at wake-up time for when a child or when somebody, even adults, need to get up and working our way back from, okay, what does that mean for the time to get to sleep and working from there? And that sometimes for different age kids in the household can mean different bedtimes, but that wake-up time is actually incredibly important at maintaining that consistency. And so even though sleeping in on the weekends a little bit is reasonable, it's actually recommended to wake up within an hour of that usual time in order to kind of set that clock. A few ways that I think we can, you know, most effectively do that then as we think about that schedule is focusing on screen time, really, you know, minimizing screen time within an hour of bedtime and focusing on no more than 2 hours of screen time throughout the day for kids. Really regular physical activity can help to kind of reset one's body to then be able to be ready for sleep. And then limiting caffeine. The amount of caffeine use is increasing, especially in teenagers, so really limiting caffeine intake. And I think those can be some good tips to have families kind of look at their family, look at their kids, and be able to help set them up for success.
It's one of those things, an individual might not be taking a look at those outside factors. They may just be looking at bedtime or, you know, I didn't sleep very well last night, so I'm not in that sleep habit. But those outside factors, extremely important. And Dr. Mertz-Hack, if people do have questions, want to reach out to you today, maybe talk to you about sleep habits or anything else, what are some ways they can contact you? you at Sanford Healthier in Oaks?
Yeah, I think, you know, contacting, you know, myself, your primary care physician, primary care provider is huge. And that age group when kids start school up till the time that they maybe need an athletic physical is a big time when sometimes those well child checks are missed. And this is a key item that we bring up and discuss at well child checks. So we'd encourage you to schedule a visit for your children. A yearly well child check for kids really age 3 to 18 is recommended. And so getting that back on track is a great way to address that and make sure everybody is set up for success.
All right, Dr. Mertzhack again with Sanford Health. Thank you so much for taking some time and joining us today on Midweek Focus.
Thanks for having me.